Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Focus on Albany on this November 1st, 5 days before the election. My guest today is my friend Frank Serpico, and Frank is going to talk about his thoughts on the races national and statewide. So, Frank, have you been keeping a close eye on everything that's going on?
Well, a close eye, how can you avoid it, you know? The only problem is, who can you believe and what can you believe, you know? But anyway, it's always a pleasure to be on your show, and I would like to start by giving my state of mind. And how is our connection tonight?
It's good.
Okay.
It's good.
Well, all right. You know, Ecclesiastes says, what has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. And in my 82 years on the planet, I haven't seen things improve. They just happen over and over again. I was just rereading my book, Serpico, and about the police, and I'm saying, wow, I said this over 50 years ago, and so what has changed? The problem is always there's a conflict between good and evil, with each one believing to be the former, you know? We have two sides. Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks you're right, and the other one is wrong. So that's where we stand. And with New York, can you hear me? Because I seem to be getting some feedback.
No, you're good.
Okay. So in New York State right now, we seem to be overrun by two things, at least in my neck of the woods, and that's tips and politics. And both of them are blood-sucking parasites. So that's my view about politics.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, go ahead.
I'm waiting for you. If you ask me anything, I'll be glad to give you my opinion.
Yes, I do have. I have a bunch of questions. And where you live, you have the race between Delgado, Faso, and Greenfield. So, have you listened to any of the debates?
Yes, but you see, I don't want to get involved in the politics and make it sound like I'm siding with somebody. All I can say is that to date, Cuomo has not shown me that there is any ethics in politics. There is no morality. They have found a way to overcome the law, so they say what they're doing is legal. And just because something is legal doesn't mean it's moral or ethical. And we have all this, you know, double talk. And I don't know. It's just I would like if they gave an election and nobody came. You know what I mean? A vote of no confidence in our electorate and our government. Look at where we are today. You know, that you can't believe what you read in the media. We don't know who's backing the propaganda. I mean, if you're alive, you can see that it's propaganda, but who is initiating it? And what is there to gain by it? You know, it's always some political rhetoric.
Mm-hmm. So did you ever consider doing your own show about what's going on in the world?
Well, somebody once asked me, but, you know, it's very consuming, you know. I don't mean that we shouldn't do anything, but another thing they say is, you know, to turn the cheek because, you know, trying to fight corruption, you're never going to get before and anywhere. We have to have a system that is functional. Our system of justice is not functional. It's been broken a long time ago. I don't, you know, the only thing that one could do is try to live a moral life, a life of principle, as one of my favorite people, Henry Thoreau, said, a life of principle is not worth living. So people are so busy, you know, trying to feed themselves and their children that they have no time to look and see, you know, what's really being sold to them and who is selling it. Not only in politics, but in the food industry.
So have you come up with any solutions?
Well, solution, as I said, is to live a good life, do unto others as you wish them to do unto you, and don't trust anybody who's in politics. You know, what politician becomes a politician to help the people? Everyone I've ever seen, there might be some very rare exception, you know, gets into politics to help themselves and help their cronies. When I was a cop in New York City, I had to deal with Mayor Lindsay. Now, I came across police corruption that was totally outrageous. And what was happening in New York City most likely was happening in the rest of the country. So Mayor Lindsay did nothing about it until he got embarrassed by the New York Times because a wonderful reporter called David Burnham did the expose based on my charges of police corruption. So then the mayor was, you know, embarrassed into forming a Knapp commission to investigate. So what happened? The old commissioner, who was, you know, by all intent and purposes, a thief, because the day he came in, he came from Philadelphia, a police agency that was rife with corruption, and he became the New York City police commissioner. He was appointed by Mayor Lindsay. So he did nothing about the corruption. He was well aware of the corruption, and most likely he was part of the corruption. So when the mayor was forced, because he was running, he wanted to run for president. Mayor Lindsay wanted to become the president of the United States, just like all these other politicians. Well, it's Governor Cuomo or de Blasio, you know, de Blasio wants to become governor. The governor wants to become president. And as they say, I don't want to offend anybody on your show or hurt their ear, but you know what they say always floats to the top. And that's what we have. And in my situation, we had a special agency that had been appointed to investigate corruption. And it was called the Department of Investigation, right? Mm-hmm. This was the agency that would investigate all corruption, wherever it was, in the judiciary, and the police, you know, but how are they going to investigate it when they're corrupt themselves, either by, you know, being corrupt or not doing anything about the corruption? So, again, Cynthia, I speak only from my own experience. I have no conspiracy theories, or I speak from pure and simple fact. So, by the way, you might know a documentary just came out called Frank Serpico that sort of reiterates what happened with the Knapp Commission, and part of it was, when I discovered the corruption, I knew the police department wasn't capable or willing to clean its own laundry, as they told me. What they got afraid of was that I went to an outside agency, and they wanted to know what outside agency, and I would not tell them. I told them it was none of their business. But the outside agency, as it turned out, was not that outside. I went to Commissioner Arnold J. Freeman, the Commissioner of Investigations, who was the agency that was empowered to enforce any corruption in the city. Now, what His Honor, Mr. Freeman, I call him His Honor because when I went to him, he let slide somewhere that the problem was that whoever was making these allegations of police corruption was either disgruntled policemen or a psycho. So now, for his eloquence, they made him a Supreme Court judge. So do you see how it works, Cynthia? The courts by giving them a higher position, and it goes to the top. And what we have now, we deserve it. Not everybody, but the people who stand by and do nothing and think that everything is rosy, they need to educate themselves.
So do you have any suggestions for people who are going to go to the polls on Tuesday?
Well, I think it's a little late if they haven't, you know, watch their P's and Q's. And, you know, everybody makes big promises, but they never get fulfilled. So, to me, it's politics as usual. What are they going to do about the corruption that we have in Albany, in Columbia County, which I call the Columbia Cartel? Who are we going to go to? When I went through my corruption in Columbia County, I would say due to questionable activity by a district attorney and the mayor, not the mayor, but a judge, I complained to the ethics committee in Albany. You know, they're supposed to be in charge of, but somehow they thought that, you know, these guys weren't doing anything. It's just because this is the status quo. They know how to cover their background. You know, they might say, I give just a simple example. They may make you and the public think that you complained and won the case, but instead, in the background, they reward the defendant who is, you know, either polluting or destroying the environment, you know, harming protected species. It's not just the police. It's human indignity, I call it. They say, you know, it's human race. I don't believe that the human race was meant to behave in this fashion. You know, again, somebody wrote that God gave man dominion over the earth and everything that was in it. Now,
mm-hmm.
if someone gives you dominion over something, does that mean you have the right to destroy it or protect it? So
mm-hmm.
It's just that we're really living, you know, a lie, and that's how I look at it. You know, it's as I said, a life without principle is not worth living. So it behooves every individual to question themselves and say, am I living a life of principle? What am I doing? Is this moral? Is there any principle to this, what I'm doing? Because
mm-hmm.
we are all responsible. No one owns the earth. We are given, you know, for a short time that we're here, dominion over it to protect it. Just like the Native Americans, they said no man could own the earth. But then, you know, we invaded this country and we thought, oh, we're going to take advantage of these savages. You know, close to I didn't want to have a slip of the tongue there, but is his name Falco? Is that what his name is?
Who?
Who's the name? You know, this guy in Kinderhook. Falco. What is it? Falco?
Oh, right. Falco. John Falco?
Okay. Yeah. So doesn't he know what's going on in his little town? You know, the town of Kinderhook, Kinderhook, that you know, was put on the map by the 8th president of the United States. You know who? So do your listeners know who the 8th president of the United States is?
I know the history of it. Like, okay, it's supposed to be old Kinderhook, right?
And who said that?
The 8th president.
Well, what's his name, Cynthia?
I'll have to look it up on the internet. Hold on. It's not Van Buren, is it?
It is Van Buren. We have a winner. No more calls, please. Martin Van Buren. Van Buren. Right?
Okay.
The great lawyer. You know, he was a lawyer, became a president, and again, not all lawyers are liars. But the thing is, he was as corrupt as they come. Sorry, Kinderhook. But that's my opinion because I did my history, and you know what he did? He cheated the Native Americans. He would take the case and he would say, how can you take the word of a savage? This is where we are. You know, wear a three-piece suit and wear cologne and the latest clothes. Hey, you're nobody. And that's what we teach our kids. We teach them to waste their money on rags that are nothing more than advertisement for the corporations that are selling them. The clothes you put on mean nothing. If you don't have any principle, whatever you wear, whatever position you have, whether it's the governor, the mayor, the president of the United States, you're less than any working man or woman who earns his salary or her salary by the sweat of their brow. And I would say I have a man here in Columbia County who empties my septic tank, and I have more respect for him than the President of the United States. And you know why?
Wow.
Because I saw his integrity by his example. I called him to empty my septic tank, and he says, "Why, Frank, you have a couple of more years with this tank the way you use it. You don't abuse it. Now, Cynthia, what would I know? He could have stuck his tube in there, sucked out whatever was there, and cost me a couple hundred dollars. But he didn't do it because he was a man of principle. And now, do you understand what I'm talking about?"
Right. Yep. Yep. So, you know, Tuesday is election day. And, you know, let me ask you this one closing question. People are going to go out to the polls and they're going to vote for whoever they feel will do the best job. Once the polls close and people, these people are elected, you think it's going to make a difference?
Quite frankly, I don't think so. The problem is this. In certain counties, we have the old boys club, you know, that not only in the county, but in the nation, people vote according to their party. You know, every agency in this country, whether it's the teachers union, the garbage union, the police union, they tell you who to vote for. They notify all their members and suggest who they should vote for, who's going to give them the good deal when they are in office. Now, the question I pose to every voter who's going to go to the poll, is this person going to be the beast for my union or for the welfare of the people of this country? That's how we have to vote. We have to vote with passion and humanity in our hearts, and not what can they put in my pocket. I'll tell you another thing that's bleeding this country right now, and that is overtime. And people, I know I'm going to hear from people and say, "What do you mean? Overtime? That's legitimate." In fact, the New York City Police Department even touts it as one of the benefits of becoming a policeman, that not only do you get paid your normal salary, but you could get increments by working overtime. Now, who has to pay for that overtime? We, the taxpayer. So people,
right,
when they get it, whether it's being a teacher or a policeman, these things should be, like, especially police, should be public service. You do it to serve the public, and they should be respected as holding very high position in our society, teaching our children what's right. But I don't see that happening. I see people, everyone is looking out for themselves. And until we start looking out for the welfare of the poor, the disenfranchised, you know, whatever their color, whatever clothes they are wearing, then nothing is going to change.
So on that happy note, Frank, at some point we could talk again. Do you have any final words?
Well, as I said, to thine own self be true, and we have to teach our children, you know, that just because we don't have a big television set that's covering up half the wall, or you're not wearing, you know, certain kind of sneakers, or, I mean, really, the message should be to parents and children. I don't know if I made it clear before. It is so ludicrous that you should pay, you know, some of these kids that are flipping down this pay a whole week's salary for a stupid pair of sneakers that they can get for $10, or even go to, you know, secondhand store and or clothes, they're not only paying extraordinary prices, they're wearing the label of the company that sold it. When I was a kid, I would rip out my labels. I don't want to support anything. I want to support myself and the people like me who believe in principle rather than the clothes you have on your back. My father always said to me, it's not what you wear, but what you put into what you're wearing. And that is a message for mothers and teachers to teach their children to be proud of the clothes they have on. You know, I used to wear hand-me-down clothes from my brothers with patches on my knees and on the butt of my pants. I see wealthy people paying $200 for a pair of jeans that are ripped or have patches. Do you see how ludicrous the whole picture is? And on that happy note, I say, you know, that's what it's all about. It's the reality. You know, the proof is in the pudding and not in what the polls say. So thank
Great.
You for having me. My best wishes. Yes.
Thank you. You've been listening to Frank Serpico. He just spoke about the election. So if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany. Frank, thank you so much for taking the time to be my guest on Focus on Albany. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great evening.
Thank you, Cynthia. I gotta remember to keep my voice down, but I guess she can.